all throughout elementary school.
No one has a problem with the first mile of a journey. Even an infant can do fine for a while. But it isn't the start that matters, it's the finish line, says Julian Smith, an author with very wide thinking of life. Here, Julian talks about how the start of something could be anything. Whether good or bad, the most important thing is the end. For example, the great LeBron James started off very poverty-stricken and underprivileged, but now he's very successful with the title of the greatest basketball player.
Did you mess up?
Yeah. My start began in the Philippines. Living there was quite merry and content, but we were always on the edge. My parents did the best they could to take care of us, but sometimes didn't have enough money. Most, if not all, jobs in my country are poorly compensated, so our life ended up hanging on my grandma's paycheck. My family lived in our house, and we basically lived life for free. But then again, we couldn't pay for all the things we wanted. Walking past the toys, games, and the junk food you admire, not having a car or sharing a house with another family, it wasn't the life we desired. Though when it seemed like something was missing, an opportunity came, a job in the U.S. Mom always had a need to have a better life for all of us, and so that start was not the one to decide our whole journey. We went through all those struggles, but after all the hard work, we are now here.
You should put on a full BTS concert.
Looking back, this event really impacted on who I am today. It taught me to be more thankful of what I have and grateful of what I receive. It made me realize if you can still continue to finish, the beginning wasn't important. You could basically have nothing, but find your way through to get what you wanted. Living my childhood changed me to embrace my possessions regardless of the price. This made me learn I can strive higher and be better to improve from where I began. You never know, maybe I can still finish stronger. The start is only one piece of the enormous puzzle, and I think people should realize that. Many successful folks start at the bottom, but still get to the top. Successful people like Oprah Winfrey, Jim Carrey, Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, and even Nicki Minaj. These people faced so many obstacles and did not start well. Even though they had such heavy things on their back, they still finished strong. This is what I believe in, and people might think differently or the same. Everyone has a different start. Whether it's very alike, it isn't what decides your fate. You don't really have a choice on where you start or what you have, but I believe you have all the freedom, regardless of your start, to make your finish strong. Thank you.